Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 313 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about college football and the upsets from this past weekend. We're going to get a little bit of A&M history from Melanie about Reveille, the mascot in particular. And we're going to talk about our Thanksgiving plans, what Melanie's going to cook, what my family's going to do. Just a little roundup of all that. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that already. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our book club discussion from this past Monday night. It was super fun. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo to see some of the things that we love and love to use. And as a friendly reminder, don't forget about our holiday gift guide. There's a link to the Google Doc in our show notes. All right, as always, we're so happy that you're here. We're so thankful for you and the fact that you joined us, and we hope that you love episode 313. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I just told Melanie she sounds like she's about 4 days out from her friend Hazel. who has smoked for many, many years, visited her and taken over.
It's about where I am. I'm just going to go ahead and say that on Saturday, I was out in the cold, in the rain. It was about 40 degrees. It was pouring down rain. In all fairness, I left before the game ever even started.
That is telling. That is telling.
Mm-hmm. That is where I am. I went. So I went with Caroline and her friend Lindy, and we went early because we go to march in and all that so that we can see her boyfriend and Reveille and all that. So we did that and we saw his family. And I was like, I'm all in for these pregame festivities. But the rain continued, and they were doing this cool Veterans Day memorial thing on Simpson Drill Field. And I wanted to see that. And so I went for all of that. And then when we were leaving the MSC, where we had stopped to kind of get warm for a minute, I just thought, you know what? I have spent a lot of years watching Aggie football, and I have earned this to not go sit out in the rain. And so I bid everyone farewell and said, may God bless you all. May God bless you all during this game. And then I went and got in my car and went back to Honey's house and curled up under a blanket. And that is where I watched the game.
That is the gift of wisdom right there. Because I will say, I think a 60 degree football game is cold. You know what I mean? Like there's something about the stands and the wind and all that. Mm-hmm. A 40 degree football game is hateful. And it's, then the rain, it's hateful.
It's the rain, and it was the pouring rain. And I will say that my child texted me right before half and said, will you come pick us up? And I said, yes, I will. So I got back in the car and went and picked them up, and they were soaked to the bone. I mean, like when they got in my car, they were like, I thought we're going to have to wring her jacket out, you know, like it was, they were soaked. So I was like, you know what, this, I mean, and I think at that point, I mean, we were playing the powerhouse UMass with a 1-9 record. And I think at that point we were ahead 10-3. And I thought, you know what, sometimes you just have to say, not getting pneumonia for this is what's happening.
Right. I was out. I had several errands I was doing Saturday, and no, I was getting my hair cut is what it was. And so State's game was early, but when Carla finished putting the foils in my hair, I was like, well, let me just check in on the football. Mm-hmm. And when I saw y'all score, I thought, well, offense still not firing. Offense.
No,
still not really worked out. Now, Jimbo, I felt like post game was as upbeat as I've ever seen him. I mean, he was just as positive as he could be about the defensive effort. I mean, listen, you talk about putting lipstick on a pig. He was really getting after it with that.
No, I believe what he said is nobody's discouraged. Nobody's discouraged. And I wanted to be like, Jimbo, did you see Kyle Field? Because there were five people left there by the end of the game.
Did he see the relays going around the stadium?
That's what I'm saying. Did you see that we came up with a new tradition, which is apparently taking your shirt off and running from section to section with a towel with your shirt off? I mean, I'm like, no, we're all discouraged, Jimbo. You appear to be the only one that's not discouraged. So the rest of us, or kind of despondent. I mean, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, he was really pleased with the way some things had gone. And so, you know, they're young guys and they got to learn the system, but the future's bright.
We're just one play away. So we're one play away.
Well, I did think State played East Tennessee State and we scored lots of points and that was great. But I just thought I'm kind of at the point in football season, like, because the die is sort of cast in terms of, now there were some upsets this past weekend. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I just thought I don't care as much right now. Like the stakes for me are low.
Yeah. So yeah. That's it.
When it's lower stakes, I do things like I have a hair appointment on Saturday,
you know,
I enjoy it. I still enjoyed watching all the games I watch, but it's just the sense of anticipation has long passed.
Yeah.
And there's just, you know, it's just a matter of kind of how's this thing going to play out in the end, but I don't have a vested interest in any of it. So,
yeah, that's kind of, I thought about that. Like we all said, like at Honey's, we sat there under our blankets eating chicken pot pie and we lamented that Jimbo has managed to ruin College game day for us. Like we don't want to turn on SEC game day, you know, like you're like, this is when you're this bad, like you're just like, I find no joy in any of it. The only thing I found joy in was all the upsets on Saturday night. And I really have pondered in my heart. I'm like, what's better, to be like a disaster of a 3-7 team and just, and know like, hey, this is bad, y'all, or to be like a Tennessee and to have all that hope all season long and then get what I can only say was decimated by South Carolina, like out of the blue.
Yeah. And for your quarterback to have an ACL injury now, which is heartbreaking.
Which is heartbreaking because what a great kid and what a player he's been.
Yeah. Hendon Hooker is a leader and it's super sad to see that happen to him. They decimated is an excellent word for that game. I did not see that coming.
No.
I mean, and it just, I mean, it was a pile on. It was just, golly, I know South Carolina fans are really excited, but it was unexpected, as was Arkansas Ole Miss. Although that game is always just a smidge crazy. Like it's never super predictable, but again, I didn't necessarily see that coming. No. And there was a point where I was like, oh my gosh, they just keep scoring. Like they keep running the ball into the end zone. It was crazy.
It was how that happened.
Now I want to ask you about something though, that has nothing to do with the players or the coaches, but that has to do with the broadcast of the Arkansas Ole Miss game.
Oh, okay. What?
Did you see any of this? Because it's my favorite broadcasting team who covered this game. It was Tom Hart and Jordan Rogers and Cole Kublik who covered this game, but they covered the game from the field.
Okay. I will say we were kind of all hanging out, so I didn't watch it very closely, but I agree with you that because you know, they're the ones that ate during the South Carolina game against A&M, ate all the corn dogs and the fair food. So I do think they really know how to put pearls on a pig of a broadcast where the game is really lopsided.
Yes. So I love that team. I love listening to them, but they were on the field. And so it was a lot of sort of, I don't know, it was odd to watch because they talked to former players during the game and they were kind of like a roving band of reporters.
Okay.
They went to see the Razorback that they keep on the field and fed him things and pretended like he bit their fingers off. And, you know, I mean, it was just, it was a little bit more kind of experiential broadcast. I didn't know how I felt about it. I'm used to us having like Cole Kublik on the field or one person on the field. But all of them in the corner of the end zone. And I don't know, it threw me. And I didn't think, based on what I saw online, people did not seem to love it. But I just wonder at one point in the season, you go, you know what? We're sort of bored up here in the press box. Just let us stand on the field and let's see what we can come up with. So I don't know. I mean, it was a different way to do it. I just wondered if you had an opinion about it because.
No, I don't think, I mean, to me, the little bit I saw, I don't feel like I'm crazy about it because I don't know. I feel like you got to be up in the booth to see what's going on. And then if you've got your color commentary down on the field, I think that's fine, but you kind of have to have a little bit of both because there are still people that want to hear like what's going on with the game.
Yeah. And again, they're my favorite crew. I was not prepared for it. It really threw me off guard because I was like, what are they doing down there?
Yeah.
And so anyway, they did talk to one former Razorback player who was about as knowledgeable about football as anybody I've ever heard in my life in terms of being able to say exactly what the Arkansas defense was doing. That part was fascinating. But anyway, I don't know.
Okay.
But all that to say, we had significant upsets. We had a few of our top teams kind of like skirt by and win. And then after this loss to Arkansas, Mississippi State gets to play Ole Miss. So,
yeah,
man.
It can be so hard to find the perfect gift, but I feel like there are a few things as universally crowd-pleasing as a great skincare or body care gift set. Osea is a California-based skincare and body care brand that has been making clean, vegan, and cruelty-free skincare products for over 25 years. They use seaweed as their hero ingredient because it's a nutrient-rich superfood with endless benefits, including anti-aging and moisturization. Y'all, my Osea products are saving my skin this winter. I use their body oil, I use their body butter, I use their anti-aging moisturizer, and it is the best face moisturizer I've ever used. And you know that I do not say that lightly. It is the perfect gift, only available for a limited time. Right now, Osea has bestseller minis collection. It's a 6-piece set of luxurious skin and body care favorites in convenient and adorable travel size for a complete glow up from head to toe. The 3 best-selling face products are their Ocean Cleanser, their Hyaluronic Sea Serum, and their Sebiotic Water Cream, and then the 3 best-selling body moisturizers, including their TikTok famous Undaria Algae Body Oil, which I love. It's packaged in a beautiful box, it's easy to gift wrap, but with packaging this pretty, you can skip the wrapping altogether. It would make a perfect stocking stuffer or a gift under the tree for a mother, an aunt, a daughter, a daughter-in-law. It's so good. Osea products are clinically proven results for an unmatched body care experience. They're clean, they're clinically proven, they're consumer tested, and the perfect addition to your winter skincare and body care routine. For a gift that will impress, check out Osea's bestseller minis collection. Right now, our listeners can get 10% off your first order with promo code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll even get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. That's 10% off at Osea, O-S-E-A, Malibu.com, promo code BIGBOO. But as part of the problem with Ole Miss is that Kiffin is over there counting out his paycheck, his future paycheck from Auburn. You know what I mean? Is he over there carrying sacks of money? And so he was too distracted to run that offense.
He was. I don't think he's going anywhere. It's my gut instinct. Now, could I be so wrong? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Am I looking at this thing logically? I am. And logic never comes into play a lot of times with coaching changes. But I just think he is running the show in Oxford.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you do that at Auburn the way that maybe you might want to.
Yeah.
On a few levels.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't know that you, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a different deal.
Mm-hmm. So I will be surprised if he goes to Auburn. I'm not saying it's not possible. I just, my instinct is though, if he's not going, he needs to say it. And because his players are going to internalize that. And I don't think that's good. Cause you know, Dan Mullen liked to flirt with teams every year. And it was always such a distraction when he would just come out and say like, I'm where I want to be. And the end.
Well, and I think that's it. And I think the problem is I would not hesitate to think that a Kiffin is using this to bolster up his contract a little bit. Oh, you know what I mean?
100%.
Which, you know, fair. But, you know, all I'm saying is I wish somebody would want to hire Jimbo. I wish somebody would want to hire Jimbo somewhere.
Well, and if they put together a Jimbo deal at Auburn, which I don't know if they can.
Yeah.
But if they did, if they put together something like that, then probably anybody would take that.
Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't anybody take that deal? Here's $90 million. Here's $90 million. You know what you have to do? Wear a bad sweatshirt and look confused on the sidelines. Here's $90 million.
Also reading glasses. You have to wear reading glasses.
That are a little bit crooked.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. So we play the Egg Bowl in Oxford. A friend of mine from high school texted me, I guess it was yesterday morning, and said, are y'all headed to the Egg Bowl on Thursday? And I was like, oh, absolutely not. No. No, sir.
in Oxford. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, I get it. I get it. Now, will we be heading to watch the Aggies play LSU? We will. We are.
Well, that's a different deal though. And again, y'all have demonstrated that you can show up and you can play. Yeah. It's just, it's inconsistent. Well, y'all did against Alabama.
Yeah,
just,
we did.
It's inconsistent. And so you never know. You don't know who you're going to get this Saturday. No.
Well, the weather's supposed to be beautiful. So we've got that going for us. It's supposed to be sunny, high of like 65. It's a night game. It's our last game, because I don't know if you know this, we're not bowl eligible. So it's our last game of the year.
Sure.
And so I figure, yeah, we're going to go. We'll be there. We'll support them one last time. And then we will put this season to bed and never speak of it again is where we are.
Right. So. And just and keep moving.
Yeah. Just keep on going and see what happens. See what kind of off-season hires we make, what happens, and go from there.
I can't remember who said it. I feel like it was on Twitter. Somebody said there are some coaches on this team, meaning your team, the Aggies, who are going to go straight from the field to their cars next week and keep moving right on out of town. So,
yeah, I believe that is accurate. And supposedly people are hinting that we're going to make this big offensive coordinator hire. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Okay. I personally have my eye on who I would like to have as our next head coach, assuming that things continue to go south with Jimbo. But there again, the Board of Regents is not called to ask my opinion.
Are you ready to share this?
Or? I will share. Here's who I would like for us to hire. I would like for us to hire Jeff Traylor, who is the head coach at UTSA.
Okay.
I think that he is a great guy by all accounts. Everything you hear, he's turned UTSA's program into nothing. I mean, into something from nothing. They didn't even have a football team like 10 years ago. I think he is a man of character. I like the way he leads. I think he is going to be the next big name in college football. And I would like the Aggies to get him before my Longhorn brethren get him when Sark doesn't work out, which is inevitable to me. There you have it.
You heard it here first, everybody. Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Listen, you called Mike Leach into being for Miss NC. Maybe you're about to do that for the Aggies too. And I know that deep down you hope Jimbo can get it done, but you're just realistic about that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be realistic.
This episode is brought to you by Monk Pack. Monk Pack offers low sugar, keto friendly bars, which are plant-based, gluten-free, and non-GMO. They are the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste. Monk Pack keto granola bars and nut and seed bars contain 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and each bar contains 150 calories or less. I am trying to eat better, especially this time of year, and choose better snack options during the day, and Monk Pack bars are the perfect solution. They have a soft and chewy texture. They satisfy my sweet tooth because they come in delicious flavors like coconut cocoa chip, maple pecan, and peanut butter, so there is a flavor that fits no matter what I'm craving. It will probably come as no surprise that the dark chocolate sea salt is my personal favorite. It's the perfect quick breakfast, a great snack in the middle of the day, or a late night treat. They taste incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code BIGBOO at checkout. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product, then enter the code BIGBOO at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like them for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer.
Okay, so what else is going on with the Shankles?
I will say we had a really fun weekend. So I got to College Station on Thursday, and what did we do? We hung out Thursday night. Honey had made homemade soup and cornbread, and Caroline and her boyfriend came over, and we got to hang out and eat with them, which that was delightful, because anytime the college kids decide to come see you, you know, you're excited about that. Mm-hmm. And so we hung out and did that. And then Friday, I was at Caroline's house all day because she had class and we were having an alarm installed at her place.
Okay.
Just because I felt better about that. So I sat at her place, and I'm going to tell you that I mommed it up. Listen, I put clean sheets on her bed. I did her laundry. I was like, if I'm here all day anyway, I might as well. I baked some cookies. Oh. I know. Well, but I will tell you that she did. So, and then I went on Amazon and I ordered her a hand mixer, because what I discovered was she didn't have a mixer. Well, I got all the cookie ingredients. And I'm going to tell you that stirring some chip cookie dough by hand,
it's hard.
I was like, this is not optimal.
No.
I don't have this kind of upper body strength.
I was going to say, your bicep was definitely flexed by the time you finished that.
Mm-hmm. It really was. And then, anyway, and then that was that. And then Saturday morning, got up and went to the game, or went to pregame stuff with Caroline and her friend Lindy. And that was super fun. And a lot of people had asked questions about Reveille because I posted. So I'm going to just say, I said I would answer it on the podcast. So,
oh, good. Yes.
I know. Listen, so here we go. So Reveille is our mascot. That's our dog. So her boyfriend is the mascot corporal, is what they call him this year. And so the way that works, to be a mascot corporal, number one, you have to be a member of the Corps, and you have to be an E2 is the outfit that has the mascot that's in charge of Reveille. That's just the way it's always been. And then basically during your freshman year, there's like a whole big like tryout process, background checks, all kinds of things that go on, presentations and all this different stuff. And then they've pick one sophomore for the following year that'll be in charge of Reveille for the year. So he ended up getting that. And then he's the mascot corporal for this year. So that basically means Reveille goes everywhere with him this entire year. She goes home with him when he goes home. She goes to eat with him. She's with him. She goes to class with him, all of the stuff. And then in April, Reveille will be passed down to the next cadet who has earned her. So that's how that works. So people were asking questions. So, and she wore a real cute little raincoat this weekend. And it was really the best part of the game for me.
I saw her raincoat. And this is why, everyone, I have a Reveille Christmas ornament this year. Because when we went to College Station, I bought a Reveille Christmas ornament just to commemorate that this is a special time in the life of Caroline and her boyfriend and the Shankles and Texas A&M. It's a little bit of A&M history. So I got a Reveille ornament, and it was one of the very first ornaments I put on our tree this year, because I had a few different ones from where we had traveled, and that was in the little pile with those. And so it is on the front of the tree.
I love that. Well, it's been very fun. And I know Grayson has loved having her, and it's super fun to have her. And she's a sweet girl. I mean, it's that whole thing of like, she really is sweet. And there was a little video that I posted of them marching in on Saturday, and Caroline was standing there with his sisters, and they kind of called her name. And like the way that you see her just want to go to where they are, you know, like she's just, she's so cute. So anyway, that is the story of Reveille, and that's how it happens. And so then every year, and most Reveilles, you have them. So this is her second full year. She's only three. And so she trained 1 year under the old Reveille, and then this is her second full year. And then most Reveille is about 8 years or so is how long they are in. It just depends on how long they can continue to run and keep up the pace and all that stuff, because she has a very busy schedule.
Well, sure. And what I did not know until Melanie started to share, you know, kind of the behind the scenes of this with me, is that Reveille can go eat anywhere Grayson eats.
Yeah.
So anywhere they go in College Station, he gets to take Reveille in, and they will be like, oh, hold on. Like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Reveille's here. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Like they've been places where like people will come and like the owner will show up and bring like a plate of scraps for Reveille. It's like royalty has shown up. She's the queen. So she's the only, so in on her little jacket, like she's a 5-star. So she's the top ranked person in the Corps of Cadets. She's the queen of Aggieland. She's got five diamonds on her coat. So if she barks in class, the professor has to dismiss the class. So she's the queen.
So good.
It's been super fun. It's been a super fun thing, and we've had a lot of fun with it this season. Okay. So what about y'all? How was y'all's weekend?
Our weekend was great. It was super low key, because Alex had come home Friday afternoon, I think, to get his tux and a couple of things that he needed for a thing he was going to this past weekend. And so we went to dinner with my sister and her husband Friday night. And then Saturday I got up and I went and got my haircut and colored. And then after I did that, I went to a funeral for one of my former student's grandmothers. He was just precious. And so I got to see a lot of people from that part of my life who I haven't seen in a while, which was sweet. And then just watch football. It was delightful.
I mean, just that's good.
Real easy and good. And then I signed up actually today. I was going to go to Pilates at 6:30 because all the classes were full and I was on the wait list for one that was later in the morning, but it was clear I wasn't going to get in. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Pilates at 6:30 and I'm going to get out. And I'm going to put my stuff on. I'm going to tell you that I woke up at 3:30 and had to go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, I am not going to Pilates. It is cold. It is cold. And no, thank you. No, thank you. So I canceled this morning at 3:30 and did not go to Pilates. So I have been trying to work ahead a little bit, knowing that Alex is, you know, home because he got home about 5 minutes before we started to record. So knowing that he's going to be here this week and just kind of knowing what the next few weeks look like, I tried to work ahead a little bit this morning and check some stuff off the list. And and then after this, I'm going to go to Aerie and return a sweatshirt because they left the little, you know, security bag thing on it. So it's very exciting over here, but so happy that Alex is home. And he was in the middle when we were about to record. He was telling me about this party that he went to over the weekend. But he had to go too because he's going to meet a couple of friends for lunch. So
okay. Well, that worked out. That worked out. I know. It's like when the college kids come home, you're like, you want everything to stop. Caroline's getting home tonight. And I'm like, so as soon as we get finished here, it's like, what? I need to get everything cleaned up and straightened. And I'm going to start doing Thanksgiving prep because I don't want to have to do a bunch of that stuff while she's here, you know? I have the best news. Rothy's is having their first ever Black Friday archive event. It's happening from November 23rd through November 30th. For 1 week only, you can save big with deep discounts on items that rarely get marked down. And for the first time, bags and accessories are on sale too. Plus, check out Rothy's new Holiday Shimmer collection featuring cozy slippers and bags popping with color. But don't wait because these styles will be gone as quickly as the season. Whether you are checking people off your list or treating yourself, you don't want to miss Rothy's 1 week Black Friday archive event. When you give the gift of Rothy's, you show you care about comfort, style, and sustainability. Everybody on your list would love a pair of Rothy's. They are durable. They are comfortable. You can wash them. I don't know a pair of shoes that I love more than my Rothy's. I have the driver loafers and raspberry, and every time I wear them, I feel so cute because they're such a great pop of color. You can load up on bestsellers like The Flat and The Point, as well as sneakers, boots, loafers, and more for Black Friday. And for the first time, bag lovers can snag deals on totes, travel bags, wristlets, pouches, and more. For stylish and comfortable shoes, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/bigboo and head to the first ever Black Friday archive event starting November 23rd through November 30th. That's Rothy's, rothys.com/bigboo.
Okay, so you're cooking for Thanksgiving.
I am. Yes, I am. I just told you what I would like to do at this point is to go pick up a family meal from Popeye's Chicken. I don't know why. I know I'll get in the mood. I think I'm just tired from the weekend, and I know I'll get in the mood and cook, but I don't know why Thanksgiving feels so overwhelming, but it feels overwhelming, and I'm not even doing that much. So I don't know.
I know. Maybe it's because the focus is more on the food.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I usually cook at Thanksgiving. This year, we're going to go. We only have Daddy coming. We thought we had some additional family coming, but they're not going to come until the day after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we are just going to the country club in our neighborhood, and I'm so excited about it because I don't have to cook anything. Like, I'm excited to go sit somewhere, and the food there is delicious. And so I'm excited to kind of be back on that little track for at least for this year. It's just, you really do have to get in the mood to do it.
Yeah. And I don't know why I know I'll get there, but right now I'm just like, So I just need to get, I'm coming down off the weekend is what I'm blaming it on. So I'm sure I'll be fine.
Okay. So tell us what you're cooking.
So I am cooking. So it's just going to be Caroline and me and then, Mimi and Bops are coming. And so we are doing
Perry,
obviously is going to be there. Yes. That's what I meant by Caroline and me and Perry, obviously.
That is on track with how I feel like everybody who has college kids coming home this week has been like, everybody is just like, I just hope the week goes really slow.
Yes. I know. So I'm doing dressing which is Perry's family's recipe. So I'm doing dressing. I do broccoli rice casserole because that's what I always love. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to do roasted green beans.
Okay, delicious.
Yeah, to have a pure green. I'm doing homemade cranberry sauce. And then I'll do chocolate icebox pudding, you know, which is, so I got to go get my lady fingers today.
Lady fingers. I know. I thought about you when I was watching Great British Baking Show over the weekend, and they were actually making lady fingers.
Like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm,
which apparently is something you can do. Well, no, I didn't know about.
Not going to happen. and then I am... I'm trying to think, and then I'll make a pecan pie because my daddy loves pecan pie. And then I think that's it. Is that everything? Oh, and then Perry. So for our main dish, we are going to do quail. So we got quail from his friend that owns Texas Quail, and we're going to do grilled quail because it's a smaller bird. It's a bird that I can tolerate.
Yes.
I don't really like turkey. None of us like turkey.
Yeah,
really.
I don't really like turkey either. It's the most generic of all the meats to me. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, it just, I don't. And I mean, and listen, I know people are like, no, you've never had our deep fried turkey. You've never had our smoked turkey. No, turkey's turkey. It just, you bite into it and then you're like, it's like fry. Not a fan.
Delicious paste.
Yes. Not a fan.
I have been thinking though, because I'm going to have some people over in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I have been trying to round up, even though I'm not cooking for Thanksgiving, I've been trying to round up some fun appetizers.
Yes.
And what I've realized about myself is that it has been about 15 years since I've tried to round up a new appetizer. Like I think I've done the same things for so long, just the things that I kind of know by heart. So I've been looking, trying to find some new recipes, some new ideas for things to have. I found one recipe it's a skillet sun-dried tomato dip. I love sun-dried tomatoes a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you do it kind of all in one dish. That looks promising to me with like some little, just some little toast or something like, or pita chips, something like that.
Yeah.
But have you run across anything that you love that you feel like is a must have for the holidays?
Well, I found something last night that I thought I'm getting the stuff to make it from the store because I was like, it sounded really good. And I have not tried this yet, but it's from Cheese Gal on Instagram, who I love the stuff she cooks. I like her in general, but I like the stuff she cooks. But she did this crispy baked Boursin, you know, you buy the Boursin cheese.
Yes.
With spicy honey.
Yum.
So like she coats it. So we'll link to it, but she put the recipe up on Instagram, but it's like you coat it and then it's like it, and then it's like got a crispy outside. Then you drizzle it with this spicy honey. And I just thought that with like crackers sounded delicious.
Oh my gosh.
And pretty easy, you know, cause like that's the whole thing to me is Thanksgiving. If you're doing a lot of other stuff, you're like, I don't want to spend a lot of time on these appetizers, but this looked really good and really easy. So I'm going to give it a whirl.
Okay. That looks delicious. Mm-hmm. That made my mouth water.
Yeah, I know. It looks really good. And I think like to the fact that you start with the Boursin, it's, you know, it's stuff that you would already have. And then anyway, it just looked real appealing to me. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm going to keep looking. I always love like some kind of spicy candied pecan situation. I think that's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I had people over for something like this, I did candied bacon, which was that's always a hit.
Uh-huh.
But I really, I like cheese. I mean, I really could do just a big charcuterie kind of situation and just mix it up with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I do want to have some things that are warm. And so,
yeah.
I always think it's nice when it's cold outside to have at least some sort of warm food. Even we went to Perry's last Sunday. I don't know if I talked about this last night or not. Uh-huh. I mean, last week or not, but we went to eat with Jackson and Alex, and they have a spinach artichoke dip that I've always loved.
Oh,
but now it's cold. I was like, I've got no interest in that. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
No, I like a warm.
I do too.
I agree with you. Like a warm dip with crackers. In fact, we went over to some friend's house to eat the other night and she had made a homemade salsa, but she warmed it up. And I was like, oh, even warm salsa. It was delicious. I was like, I don't ever think about warming up my salsa, but I thought it was an excellent call.
Okay. There used to be at Nympha's in Baton Rouge, they had a tomatillo salsa that they served warm. And I have not thought about that in a long time. And now I think I'm going to have to dig into the archives for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds so good.
I know. There's one Mexican restaurant here where we go eat every now and then, but it's really only open for breakfast or lunch, but they always do warm salsa. And so I was like, oh, I had forgotten that warm salsa is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now we've got some goals.
Yep. I also really like a hot corn dip of some sort.
Oh, I do too.
Mm-hmm. You know, Perry doesn't like corn, so I don't really, but I
forget Perry doesn't like corn. I know. He's the only person I've ever known who doesn't like corn. I'm going to get outraged about it every time.
I know. How do you not like corn? It's the most innocuous of all the vegetables to me. Like, it's just corn, you know?
It's
like
delicious.
It is delicious. I don't even understand. So, but I do love a hot corn dip.
Okay, that's a good reminder too, because I made one, I want to say back in the summer, that mm-hmm. David loved. So I just think that I need to find that. So, okay, this has been helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So now you've got some appetizer goals.
Yes, I do.
This time of year, I love to find gifts that give back. It is a great feeling to shop for the holidays and know you're supporting a company with an amazing mission. This season, give gifts that give back with 45% off Thrive Cosmetics holiday sets for a limited time. I love Thrive Cosmetics because they make high-performance beauty and skincare products with clean, skin-loving ingredients. There are no parabens, there's no sulfates, there's no phthalates. They're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Plus, they give back. One of my favorites that I've talked about is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. It's a cream-to-powder highlighter stick. It's super easy to use if you are not an eyeshadow expert, which I am not. But it brightens and opens your eyes. It gives you an instant eye lift. It comes in so many great colors. It's the perfect thing if you're wanting to give yourself a smoky eye for a holiday party to be able to do it. It's foolproof. It's an eyeshadow highlighter stick. It's so easy to apply and blend. And a new product for me is their Sheer Strength Hydrating Lip Tint. This time of year, my lips are always so dry, but this deeply hydrates your lips with a hint of tint. It applies evenly, it lasts for hours, it goes on smoothly, you don't need a mirror to apply, it is not sticky, which I love, and it really hydrates your lips for visibly softer, smoother lips. Plus, it comes in 6 universally flattering shades that become your own. Thrive Cosmetics has a bigger than beauty mission. For every product purchased, they donate to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes, so you can feel good about what you purchase from them. Celebrate the season of giving and try Thrive Cosmetics today. Right now, you can get up to 45% off their best-selling products when you purchase select holiday sets by visiting thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo to start shopping for their holiday sets.
I also, you know, I decorated my house really early this year and got you know, all the trees up and got mm-hmm. all that done. Then I had our friend who's a painter come this past week, and he painted Alex's bedroom. It's the one room in the house we've never painted since we lived here. If that tells you anything. And we've lived here for 16
years. A long time. Yeah.
But it was just like this kind of a dark blue, and it just worked with his room kind of at every iteration, and it always looked fine until it didn't. And then when it started to not look good, it was like, well, he's, you know, about to graduate, he's about to go to college, da, 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 da. So
yeah,
anyway, so Nicholas came and he painted Alex's room the same Manchester tan color that's in most of our house. It looks so good, and so it gave me a chance to like clean out kind of to clean stuff off his walls in terms of the stuff that he'd hung or, you know, tacked up or whatever, and kind of give his room a little refresh, which I thought was kind of fun before the holidays. Mm-hmm. So all that to say, so I feel like the house is ready for the holidays. Yeah, we're ready to receive any visitors that we have. And so yesterday afternoon, I was like, I am going to watch a Christmas movie. And I'm not a Christmas movie person necessarily. I'm not your person who's going to pile up with the Hallmark movies. Like, it just gets a little old to me. Mm-hmm. But I thought, nonetheless, I'm going to watch a Christmas movie. So the first one I watched Four Christmases, which I've never seen before.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, the Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon one. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen it. I watched that. It was cute. And then I watched the Lindsay Lohan Netflix Christmas movie that's new called Falling for Christmas.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll have you know, I laughed out loud at that movie.
Okay.
It was enough. I mean, it was cheesy in parts, but it was also very self-aware of its cheesiness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it kind of played off the cheesiness, which I appreciated. Yeah. So it was a little tongue-in-cheek. I just thought it was darling. So
okay.
I just want to tell everybody, if you need a good, fun little Christmas movie that you can put on, I will say Falling for Christmas will get her done.
Okay. Well, that is so good to know. It's funny because I got home last night and nobody was home. Perry was still at the ranch. And so I was like, I can watch whatever I want on TV. And I was like, there's such an abundance of things to watch all of a sudden that I was so torn. I was like, I don't even know where to start, because I was like, we've got all the Christmas movies, which I'd heard good things about a bunch of different ones. And then I was like, there was a new episode of Yellowstone. Then I still haven't finished watching The Crown. And I was like, this is too much. And I want to watch, I still want to watch more. Mauricio's from Real Housewives.
Oh, Selling Beverly Hills. Yes. I finished it this past weekend. I finished Selling Beverly Hills. Listen, I still don't know that it was a show that was necessary, but that did not diminish my enjoyment of it. A couple of things about it. So this show is about Mauricio Umansky, who is Kyle Richards' husband. He's a real estate broker in Beverly Hills. It's about the business that he's built called The Agency, and two of the Umansky Richards children on it. Kyle's daughter from her first marriage, and then one of their daughters from her marriage to Mauricio. So you've got family dynamics, you've got agency dynamics. The most fascinating part of it to me, well, there were two things that were fascinating to me. One is that the girls sound just like Kyle, like their voices. Yes. It's so
weird. I did
notice
that.
Because I think Kyle has kind of a gravelly voice that's more the result of how you talk than like your innate speaking voice.
Yeah.
But her girls also have it, which I thought was really interesting. And then two, I loved Mauricio's leadership. Like, you know how I am about that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I love the way we saw him run that business. I don't know if that's the same thing as how he actually runs that business, but I love how we saw him run that business. He seems kind of like a relentlessly positive person, but also realistic. And I enjoyed that. So,
Well, that is on my list. And then I'm like, before we know it, we're going to blink and we're going to have new episodes of Emily and Paris to watch.
Emily and Paris. Yes.
So yeah. So it just feels like there's a whole lot all of a sudden to watch. So, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I'm the same. No. Yesterday afternoon, I watched those two movies. I watched State's women play basketball against Colorado State, and I watched a chunk of the Cowboys game.
Okay.
And so by the time Yellowstone came on, I was like, this has been too much television in one day. Like, I have really packed it in, and I think I'm going to have to save Yellowstone for later. So I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. It was fine. Right now, so far, I know it's going somewhere, but it was funny because I found myself getting distracted last night. I was like, whatever. So
yeah, I got to the point where the guys came to talk to Rip about the coyotes. And as I mentioned last week, they have a lot of mishaps with wildlife.
Yes.
And so I was kind of like, okay, this is probably leading somewhere, because the whole intro of the show was about coyotes.
Yeah.
But listen, all God's creatures are precious. Don't misunderstand me. But the parts of the show that interest me more are the relational things with the people. So
yes, exactly. The dynamics. I need the people dynamics. So yeah, it was fine. I don't know. I was kind of like, yeah. So there was that. But then The Crown, I think I've just finished episode 5. I have really enjoyed The Crown, although I will continue to say the casting, somebody did Charles a huge favor. That's what I'm going to say.
You're not the only person I've heard. Well, I haven't heard anybody else say it, but I have read other people's opinions when they say something similar to that.
Yeah. So. Oh, but then, but in addition to watching stuff, so now I feel like I'm trying to get the house ready to decorate for Christmas, because I'm like, I'm going to be gone this weekend because we're going back for the LSU game. But I did finally, I think after we talked last week, I did order an artificial tree to put up in my bedroom.
Oh, tell us more.
I know. Well, this is new ground for me. So I thought I'm going to venture, because I thought my people are going to mutiny over the artificial tree. But I thought if I just do one in my bedroom, then it's like that. It's like a starter artificial tree. You know what I mean? Like, this year it's in my bedroom. Next year I'll be like, oh, look what's in the living room now. You know? Oh, look what happened. So I ended up getting a flocked tree because I thought it would be pretty in the bedroom. With lights. I got it from King of Christmas. It was on sale, but it's still in the box because it literally came in as I was leaving. And so I didn't have time. So I want to get that tree up today. And I think I'm going to follow your, because I asked Caroline last week, we were on the phone, and I said, hey, quick thought for you. And I said, I'm thinking about doing, like, instead of all my colorful stuff in the living room, I'm thinking about just doing super like muted, like gold, white, maybe just getting some white, like some cream knit stockings and kind of going that route. And she said, Melanie, I'm going to need you to stop with your sophisticated Christmas. She said, I need your sophisticated Christmas is for the bedroom, but it's not for, I need my color. I need my Christmas color. And so I was like, okay, fair. So I'm going to decorate my new flock tree with gold, and I'm going to keep it very simple and very sparse.
That reminds me, my friend Lauren sent me a picture this morning, and she said, and I got sidetracked doing other things, but she said an idea for Melanie's simple tree. And so I'm going to pull it up right now and I'm going to text it to you. Hold.
Okay, great. I just, because I feel good about it. And I was glad to go ahead and get, because I've wanted to pull the trigger on an artificial tree for years and I just haven't. I'm trying to find the exact one I ordered. I got this is it. I got the eight foot King Noble flock artificial Christmas tree with beautiful. warm LED lights. So
like a warm light. I just sent it to you on Instagram because that's how Lauren sent it to me. So,
okay. All right. I'm going to look.
You can check it out.
Okay.
I think you're going to love it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to like it. Well, and our bedroom is so pretty this year because we just redid it. And so it feels right to have. Before, I've always been like, I don't know where we would even put another tree. But this year I was like, we have a corner of our bedroom where I'm like, that'll look really pretty to have a tree there. So I feel great about it. So I'm going to try to get that out today and, you know, see how it goes.
Big plans.
Big, big plans. So,
all right. Well, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. So
wait.
I know. Okay, so this first product was something that I had never considered. And then I saw Allie, as of Shop Allie and Bess, on Instagram. She did a little eyebrow tutorial. And as you know, I'm constantly on a journey with my eyebrows.
Well, we all are, aren't we? I know. We really are.
Yeah. And so I've been using this e.l.f. like kind of wax pencil stick to kind of hold them in place, but she used this Anastasia Brow Freeze. And what she did was she dipped like a little spoolie, like barely in it. And then she brushed her eyebrows up and then she brushed them back down and then she brushed them up. And so it just kind of like thickened them a little bit. Like it just added a little bit of, like it made them look a little fuller. And then she penciled them in after she did that. So of course I ordered the Anastasia Brow Wiz and, or the Brow Freeze, and I really like it. And a little bit goes a long way. Like you want to only get a little bit on that little spoolie and do it. But, anyway, I really like it. It's going to be my new Brow Freeze product.
Always looking for a good product like this. You know, yes. I think the most recent thing I've had is the Anastasia, but it's a gel. It's not this wax stuff. So
now I like the wax, but there again, a very little bit, but I will say I was out in the rain and the wind and everything. My eyebrows didn't move. They stayed on Saturday. They were all, it gives them just a little bit of, but it almost like that wax gives them a little bit of a thickness to, you know, so they just look a little fuller. So anyway, really like that.
Okay.
The second one, this is a Sophie Hudson discovery, but the Ranger Station candles.
Listen.
Specifically the Lumberjack candle.
It's on my desk right now. It's right in front of me.
It certainly like is. They're all good. Like, don't get me wrong. They're all good. But that Lumberjack is straight up my preferred scent profile. Like, yep. It's so good.
When it's burning in the house, I will think, smells like Melanie in here. Like, it smells to me like everything you love scent wise. 100%.
It's so good. Like, I love it so much. And so, anyway, I've ordered a bunch more of their candles to try. But they have given us a code so you can get 25% off with code Melanie25. But y'all, their candles are really good. And I love the way they smell. And I even got this little, I didn't put this on my five favorites, but they have like a scent sampler pack, which is like kind of little perfume samples of all their different scents. And that in somebody's stocking, I'm saying would be a great, if you have like a perfume scent lover, just because there's a great assortment and I haven't tried one yet that I don't like.
Well, I will say the Lumberjack candle is somehow, it is smoky and clean at the same time, which is really a feat if you think about it.
Really a feat. It's really good. So that had to be one of my five favorites. The third thing is I ordered these on a whim Because I thought I would like some maroon flares.
Oh, no.
I know. So these Free People Venice beach flare jeans.
Melanie Schenkel.
I know. Listen, I fully ordered them thinking I was going to send them back. Like I was like, I'm not going to keep them. I just want to try it. I need to get out of my system. They're so comfortable. Like they're not as good as the Spanx flares, but they are really dang close.
But they're the airy leggings and a jean.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
The crossover got kind of waist.
That crossover waist. And they really suck you in, but they're soft. They're super comfortable. They run true to size. The winter bloom color is a great maroon color if your team happens to be maroon, Sophie. But they're a good flare and the length on them. So like I'm 5'6", but I could wear them like they don't need to be hemmed for me is what I'm saying. Like I could wear them with like a 2-inch, 1 to 2-inch booty, which to me is a good daily shoe.
Yes, it's a good daily booty.
Yes, it's a daily booty, but they also come in denim. They come in like an army green color. They're just a really good flare jean and they're $88, which I feel like is a good price point for a good jean.
Those are really cute.
Yeah, they're really good. So
you just got me just a couple of weeks ago with that sweater that you told me about.
I know. So
strikes again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, but on that, okay. So my other thing on that with the Free People, the Whistle Thermal Henley, when I was looking last night, Belk, and I don't know how long this is lasting, but Belk has a huge sale right now on a ton of Free People stuff. And the Henley that I love, that Henley shirt sweater.
This is the one that I got because you told me about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's now on sale for $88 at Belk.
It's really, it's so soft.
It's so soft.
I got it in blue. What color did you get?
I got this white. I got the white, which I love. But the white is the only one that they have on at Belk on sale. So, but if you like the white, then just know that it's $88. It's normally much more expensive than that. So, but like, I love it so much that I want to get another one because it's so good. It's so soft. But all that to say, Belk is having a huge, if you've had the Free People, the t-shirts, the Arden tee that we love, I think they've got those for $35 right now. They have some other tops. They have some different flare jeans that are way on sale. So I'm just saying, go shop around Belk because if you like Free People, they have a bunch of good sales right now on their Free People stuff.
I'm actually looking at the Arden tees, which are, you know, the best of all the long sleeve t-shirts to me.
They are. You can't
get
a better one.
And they are $34.80.
Yeah. I mean, and normally they're $58. So, and they could make a great Christmas gift for somebody too. Like they're just so good. I don't know any girl who doesn't love them. So
yeah, they're fantastic.
And then the fifth and final thing is a sunscreen. And listen, I love my Elta MD and that is what I use day to day. But when I have discovered through Jordy Foster, who is somebody that I love to follow on Instagram, I discovered this St. Jane Pore Smoothing Sunscreen.
Is this the one? Did you talk about this on one of our NIVA podcasts?
I did. I talked about it on our NIVA podcast, but it's SPF 30. It's a great sunscreen, but it's a little tinted, but the texture feels more almost like my words are failing me today. Like a base layer. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like it kind of smooths everything out. You could wear it on its own, but it just has a really good, I don't know, just the way it smooths out your skin. It just is a really good base if you're going to put makeup on top of it. So I try to save it and only use it when I'm like getting dressed and putting on real makeup.
Okay.
But it is really good. And they're having a 25% off sale of their whole website right now, which hopefully will still be going on by the time this airs. But if you are looking for a really good, it just feels kind of luxurious. It's just a really good feeling sunscreen. And I love it.
Well, I am sort of mad at you about these Free People flare jeans.
I'm sorry.
But of course, in the grand scheme of things, I am delighted. So
I know. Listen, treat yourself is what I'm going to say. Well, after you make those Thanksgiving appetizers, be like, you know what I deserve? Some jeans.
Well, but I love all five of these. And so thank you as always for your wisdom, for your research. We appreciate it.
Well, you're so welcome.
We hope you get into the mood to do a little cooking and that it all comes together just effortlessly and that it's a delightful time at the Schenkel home.
Well, listen, I hope so. It'll be fine. It'll all be good. I'll get in the mood. I just have to I have to gear up. I have to switch my mindset. You know what I mean? I have to. So it'll be great.
It'll be great. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll be back next week with a recap of all things Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And maybe a little talk of the Egg Bowl, or maybe not, depending on how it goes. We don't know.
We'll see what happens. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. And we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.